see how noisy this thing is. Are you hearing me okay as I speak now? Okay. I'll start off with a poem against people who think that art is immortal. Against the text, art is immortal. All art is temporal. All art gets lost. Go to Egypt. Go look at the Sphinx. It's falling apart. He sits on water in the desert, and the water table shifts. He has lost his toes in the sand, blasts of the Saharan winds of a mere 2,000 years. The Mamelukes shot up his face because they were iconoclasts, because they were musketeers. The British stole his beard because they were imperialist thieves. It's in the cellar of the British Museum, where the Athenians lost their marbles. And that city of ideas that Socrates once had in mind has faded too, like the Parthenon, from car exhaust and from the filthiness of the Turks who used it as a dump. If that city ever was for real in public works, and not just words he said, no things but in ideas. No ideas but in things, I say, as William Carlos Williams said, things as the Sphinx is our thing. A beast of a man made God, stoned into art to guard the dead from nothing. Nothing and vanishing, toes first in the desert, sand blasted off into nothing, for a few thousand years of air, sand, take your pick. So go to Egypt, go look at the Sphinx while it lasts. Art is not immortal, art is not mortal, art is ideas in things. All art is temporal. All art is lost. The imperial desert is moving in with water, sand, and wind to wear the godly native beast of man apart back to the nothing that sculpted him. And remember the Mamelukes. Remember the Brits. They were the iconoclasts of their own times, primitive musketeers, primitive chiselers. This time we can really blast the beast of man to bits.